Well, I'm fighting off a little bee here. You know what a bee represents? A bee represents sweetness and goodness. And without bees, we don't actually have society. And so we're here with the owner of Kozu Hamptons. Actually, we've interviewed you before. Your name is?
Zach Ardem.
And Zach, we interviewed you for a lot of philanthropic kind of work because I know at 75 Main. And what's the address here?
75 Main is my restaurant. It's American and Italian. And Kozu, which is this one, it's a Japanese sushi place. And also I have a small boutique hotel right over here. It's a 9 rooms, great decorated and amazing rooms. 5 kings is a suite and 4 queen-size bed. I have 2 nightclubs, AM Southampton and Summer House as well, mine. So catering the Southampton full time.
All right, this is the man to know.
Thank you.
By far. So, and you've been here for some time, right?
I've been here.
What brought you out here?
The ocean.
Unless you were born out here.
No, I wasn't born here. I've been here since 2002. I grew up in Turkey, and I came to U.S. when I was 20. I've been here since 2002, so it's been quite a long time. And work in the same industry, and I became a... someplace that I was always wanted to.
So how'd you learn how to run a restaurant, how to cook, or how to ask somebody to cook for you? Where'd you learn these kinds of things?
I grew up in my mother's kitchen when I was a little kid, so it's always was a passion, and I loved cooking, I loved being in the kitchen. I started in as a dishwasher, so I knew it was gonna be somewhere. I never mind working as a dishwasher, busboy, food runner, bartender, manager, general manager, then I own all those now.
So you started like from the ground up?
I did. I started in dishwashing, which is the lowest you can go.
There's something therapeutic though about washing dishes. You wash them, they're done. You're only talking to the dish, right? It must
there
not
no
be so easy.
And then Saturday night, you lose your mind. You have like hundreds of dish comes over there. You're the only one behind it, and you got to get it done.
Yeah, but here now, sometimes you get a lot of customers who are like, hey, how about this? How about that? Are you better with that?
I still wash my dishes on the weekends, have my dishwasher where I come from. But in the end, of course, you know, I cater all the beautiful people, and I always go to tables, check my tables, and bring their food, get their stuff what they needed. I don't act like as an owner. I am still working as a busboy.
You know, you have a lot of great staff here. This is a location. So have you done weddings and other events over
yes,
here?
Yes, I do a lot of weddings in this location. As you know, this is one of the largest restaurants in the Hamptons. We just had a wedding, 320 people, July 7th. There was a really nice wedding, full-time dinner and all. It went pretty well. It's as I said, it's a hotel, it's a lounge in the back, and it's a beautiful patio, as you've seen, and also the dining room is beautiful and gorgeous. Total seat in this restaurant over 250, but you can put more than 300 when you want it all over.
Well, fantastic. What's good news for you?
I love it here. It's summertime, and I'm enjoying my time here. And as long as my customers happy, that's always good news for me.
Good man. And you do so many charitable things. Thanks for doing that.
I always do. And I love to support the town and community where I'm growing.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.